working with President Biden and his team on a lot of crucial stuff for us.
After days of shying away from comment on the America's presidential election, the world leaders, including Boris Johnson and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, tendered congratulations to Joe Biden after Pennsylvania's vote results made him the projected winner. South Korean President Moon Jae-in sent out a brief message on his social media account Sunday, expressing support for the former U.S. vice president and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has promised legal action after leveling accusations of voter fraud.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says
it's time for the president's lawyers to present the facts, and then it's time for those facts to speak for themselves.
But Democratic Senator Chris Coons says there's no proof of any fraud.
If Republicans are going to support President Trump in his resistance to accepting the outcome of the election, the president needs to show some facts, not just angry tweets.
Joining Coons and Blunt on ABC's This Week, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
That's AP correspondent Shelley Adler reporting. And this is VOA News.